Saint Show, episode 278. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
Hello.
And Jeff.
Deep in the wastelands we are.
And Fozzie, as usual, will be here in about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So you guys are deep in the wastelands of Fallout 4.
Yeah.
Let's talk some Fallout 4. I haven't played it yet, so...
Just as soon as possible.
I need to play it as soon as possible.
Actually, if you want to play other things, you might want to play those first. Because once you start playing Fallout, I doubt you'll be able to play anything else for a very, very long time.
Yeah, once you're, 5 hours into, any Fallout game, in my opinion, it kind of, really sucks you in. And it's a time waster, dude. You could go in and do stuff that has nothing to do with the main stuff and have lots of fun.
I feel like they've spent a lot of time really developing that extra stuff this time around. Before, it kind of just seemed more like ephemera. Who wants to find all the jars and put them in one room? But now you're building towns and workstations and building supply lines between the towns.
Well, I'm not. I've captured a few places, but I have not built them up at all. The most I did was when they're like, hey, make a generator or make a radio tower so we can get more people. It was like a quest they made you to do, you know?
Right, the sanctuary quest, right?
Yeah, I did that. No, I did it at the Starlight Drive-In.
Ah.
And it's probably the same for you. It was just build a radio tower. And the idea was to teach you how to, make a generator. You could connect it with wires and blah, blah, blah. That's all I've done. I've captured a bunch of places, but I don't do anything to build them up.
Yeah. I don't know. I find the weapon and armor crafting much more interesting than building stuff anyway.
I haven't done enough of that.
I found a bolt action rifle on the ground. That's it's just this plain old bolt action rifle. But you take it to the weapon crafting bench, and I added a long barrel. And I built up the stock, and then I added a scope, and now it was a sniper rifle, and I'm the deadliest thing ever.
I've done it. I upgraded a shotgun, so it has a long barrel now.
Yeah. But it's cool when you pick up a really, really good weapon, something that's special, and then you start modding it. So you take this weapon that's already pretty badass and make it even better.
Well, I guess I need to do that. I just never gotten into crafting much at all yet. And even now, I stored all my junk away, so I would have to, see what something needs, then go see if I have, the supplies in my junk stash, somewhere else. So, I don't know. I haven't gotten into it a bunch yet. I should probably utilize it more.
That's the part that gets me, is when I don't have the supply I need. You need more adhesive. So you're, walking into random buildings trying to find duct tape.
Yeah, well, did you find out that you could, magnify that shit, or, tag it?
You can tag it, yeah, so you walk around, and you look down, and you can see, what something is made of, so you know whether you want it or not.
Yeah, so you're not picking up junk for no reason, because, you're going to have enough supplies pretty early on, I think, for a lot of stuff. You're going to have tons of steel and wood and stuff.
Right.
So
and that's great for the building, but the crafting stuff that you really need, the adhesive, if you're building any sort of site, you need fissionable material. If you're building gun turrets, you need circuitry, and that kind of stuff is a lot more rare.
That's what I have tagged as copper.
Copper,
so that, but now I know the stuff. It's like telephones and hot plates.
If you're looking for circuitry, you look for the hot plates. Yeah.
Yeah, but if you're worried about any of this stuff, though, Chris, if you're worried about this, you can essentially ignore it.
Okay.
I think.
I think you could play without it. I think you're missing out because it's really well built and really well done.
It's not well explained, though. It's kind of you have to figure everything out on your own, and there's a lot of stuff in the game, besides that, to figure out. So it's like...
Right.
But is there a reason for me to do it?
If you like to not die, that helps.
Yeah, it helps.
It makes your weapon significantly better.
Oh, the crafting. No, I was so.
Town
building.
I
don't know.
What does the town building do?
The town building. So the town building will. At the moment, I'm not sure.
I can see it.
I know there are some benefits. Like when you get further on in the game, you can build artillery pieces in the town, so that when you're fighting, you can call in artillery strikes. That sounds pretty cool to me.
I'm pretty sure now I have a flare gun too that like you could shoot up in the air and guys will come help. Which
guys will come help, right?
I have not tried it out because I forgot. By the time I got the flare gun, I forgot that they had told me that, and I was like listening to something today. I was like, oh yeah, that's right. I need to try that out because here's the thing, dude, and here's the main reason I'm not mainlining this one like I did Fallout 3, is because anytime I go in the direction of the quest I'm supposed to do, like, dude, I'm getting slaughtered. Like, there, you run into big fucking enemies early on your path or in the quest that you're trying to do. So, like, I'll just be like, alright, I'm just gonna go east for a while and see what's over there and see if I run into something that's better, like, and more.
This is why you got into the weapon crafting, because it makes your weapons, like, way better.
Yeah.
If you go with, like, a standard, like, 10mm pistol, that does, I think, 18 damage. And I have one that does, like, 53 damage.
I have a fucking
It's so much better.
I have like a missile launcher and shit, and like there's a boss out there that I can't beat because like it doesn't, like you shoot a missile at this thing and it puts a tiny little dent in them. I'm like, okay. So I'm like, I'm gonna come back to that.
Right. Bring in some help, bring your power armor.
But I was doing another mission yesterday and going after a mainline quests and like a big boss in that, and like right before I found him, I found, and you could easily miss it, I found a fat man, which is the one that shoots the mini nuke.
Yes.
And I tried taking him on with like missiles and shit, and he would just like, it would take down like half his health and he would refill his health, and I was like, oh fuck. So I'm like, I'm gonna try the mini nuke, one shot, done. So like I have some heavy fucking artillery now, but like, you know, mini nukes are not easy to come by, so it's like there's still stuff out there that like I can't approach yet, and like I'll just, what I love though, and this is true I think of all the Fallouts, is like you could leave a quest real late on, like you could be at the boss and be like, alright, I can't do this yet.
Right.
And like, and go do something else for like 10 hours and come back and it's still at the same point it was. So
I do that sometimes when I'm carrying too much stuff.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
empty my inventory and come back, now I can scavenge again, so I'm free to move on from the quest.
Or, like, yeah, you get radiated, or, like, in this one, you have the power armor. If you're using that, you could, like, run out of fuel on that. Like, I never use it, because I don't have any fucking fuel for it, because I barely ever find fuel for it. Like, oh my god, is that, like, shit hard to find?
They're pretty hard to find. There's a guy in...
And it runs out in, like,
the
2 minutes.
City. He sells them. Well, it runs out when you use your vats. It doesn't actually run out at any other time.
Really?
Yeah, pretty sure.
Well, I use my vats, like, always, but so I could see that, but I thought it was just based on you walking around. Even the gauge is gonna.
It may go down while you're walking around, but it goes down a lot faster when you use the vats.
Well, regardless, dude. Like, yeah, for like within a half hour, I'll be out of this shit. Like, I was mid mission. I'm doing like another mainline mission with it. Like, you need it, otherwise you'll just die from radiation. And like, I was halfway through the mission, and I'm like, I'm out of this shit, and I'm not willing to pay $500 from the vendor to get more. So, like, I just went and parked my suit somewhere, and I'm doing other side shit until I come across the next fusion core. Anyways, though, we're getting real esoteric about this shit, but, I don't know, it's fun to talk to someone about it.
Chris, do you know about the power armor?
I do know about the power armor. Evidently, like, you need a charge to drive it, right?
Yeah.
And that battery dies and you can't move it?
So it still moves. It moves a lot slower.
Okay.
It's like if you're over encumbered.
And if you're carrying too much stuff, you can't carry, like, the armor will carry stuff for you, but the encumbrance goes way down once the power runs out. Plus you can't use your vats anymore once the power runs out.
You're basically fucked. You're like in a dead tank at this point.
I've only used my power armor a couple of times. I don't... Like, I have a couple cores, but I'm saving them for a special occasion.
Well,
I don't know what the special occasion is, but...
there's a main mission where it's like they're like you could go out here and you either bring a million fucking Radaways and Radex or you wear your suit.
Yeah.
So.
That sounds like a special occasion.
I don't know. As a game as a whole, like it's other than these like new things we're talking about, it's pretty much like the same. You know, it's Fallout. Like
the combat feels a lot better than it did in other games.
Yeah, how's the shooting? Because like that was the I relied almost exclusively on VATS because the actual shooting in Fallout 3 was garbage.
I find the shooting to be a lot better. I don't know how you feel about it, Jeff, but I find the weapons feel better. They feel more realistic. The aiming actually works. It's not so much stat based. I think
Which is why Fallout 3 shooting was terrible because like your actual shooting skill isn't built up, so yeah, your character's gonna miss even though I'm pointing at him and I'm used to playing a first person shooter.
Like I have my sniper rifle that I built. If I'm aiming it at someone's head and pull the trigger, their head will explode into little pieces.
Okay. I mean to me I don't play as a sniper at all, but to me like it definitely handles and it feels better, but it's still like the enemies feel stronger because of its nature is like an RPG. It's like I don't know.
They'll have more hit points than whatever. If you aim for the head, like that, aim for the head or aim for the legs, you can take them out quicker.
Yeah.
If you aim it for the middle of the body, then you're gonna be stuck with the RPG-ness, I would say, because then the stats will come into it a lot more.
I use VATS all the time because I actually like it. Like, I love VATS. That's, like, one of the main reasons I like the game.
Now, it's been modified, though. For
yes, it has. It doesn't. There's no more dead stop pause when you use the VATS. Like, time still moves. It just moves really slowly.
Okay.
It's kind of like bullet time and
yeah.
Like Max Payne or something like that.
It's kind of crazy when you're, like, shooting a dog or something that's, like, right in your face and it's, like, still coming at you, like...
You know. I was in a like I hardly use VATS now because I'm like sniping and shotgunning and there's really no reason to, but
shotgun, come on man, awesome. You don't use it with.
I mean, I've used it a few times with a shotgun, but you don't have to.
I love it, like I just for the display of gore, like that alone.
It still stunned me. So I built up my sniper rifle, and then I end up in a firefight with, like, these six guys. I'm not even paying attention to what's going on. I'm like, headshot, headshot, headshot. I headshot all six of them. They're all dead. I go over to loot the corpses, and all six of them, their heads are blown clear off, and they're, like, lying across the room. Decapitated all six guys.
I don't know. What I love about this game and what I love about Fallout in general is just the random shit that happens, though. Like, when I got to, like, Diamond City, I went into the bar. I forgot the name of it. It's, like, up on the upper levels, there's a bar. And there's a guy, like, asking his wife, like, let's go, you know? And she's sitting at the bar. She's like, no, I want a drink. You go home. Like, fuck you. And he keeps arguing with her. And finally, the bartender's like, sir, your wife wants to drink here. And you have to, like, leave. I'm like, this is great. So, like, I follow the guy out, and I start talking to him, and he's like, you know that bartender in there? He's fucking my wife. And I'm like, what the hell? And he's like, will you go in there and confront him with me? Because, like, you know, whatever. So I go in there with him, and we fucking kill the bartender. Like, and that's just, like, something that just, like, happened. Like, I wasn't planning on it. It's not a main mission or anything, and it just happened. I'm like, that is crazy. And then, like, I went back to the bar the next night, and since he wasn't there, I just stole everything he owned. I'm like, this is fucking great. I love this game. Like, that's what I love about Fallout. And, like, you know, it's always been in there, this element, but, you know, it's more of it. So, I don't know.
Fallout. It's so good.
It's nothing like, I wouldn't say it's a huge step up from any of the other ones. It's just... I love all these games, you know. Like, I love even Vegas. So.
How is the setting? Like,
it's brighter.
So,
yeah.
So for
it's
me,
it's very
like,
much like Part 3, but it's...
So
there are more trees. There are more, like, green areas, I would say.
There should be. Like, I mean...
But when you're walking down through Boston, I mean, there's still lots of destroyed buildings. And,
right. Yeah. I was just... Because I really like 3, but some of that was, you know, I'm familiar with Washington, D.C. I'm
Right.
also familiar with Boston. I was less familiar with Vegas and also the desert. So I wasn't as enamored with New Vegas as some other people were.
I'm going to throw this out there. Vegas is still my favorite one out of the three. I honestly like it more than both of them, but...
No, which is fine. I mean, like, they're all... They all
I never thought I'd say that,
the same thing. Like, they all do similar things in that space.
It's just Vegas had the strip, dude. Like, it had, like, casinos and gamble, and, like, it had that weird robot mission, that, like, some weird robot prostitute mission, and I was like, what the fuck is this? I don't know. Like, I love the humor in that one. Like, I don't know. And I like the setting. I don't know. Anyways, go ahead, Chris. Sorry.
I was just wondering, like, if it, you know, kind of, you know, gets the Boston, New England setting down, and kind of what you would expect from, you know, a busted up, futuristic, nuclear war torn Boston.
Have you been down the Freedom Trail, Jeff?
No, I just tried doing it. I think I ran into something and I stopped. So no.
There are like a bunch of random monuments to the Revolutionary War, and there are these robots that are still active, that are like
giving
tour
you
guides.
Tours. Yeah, yeah.
I am looking forward to getting to it, and I should be getting to it in the next like 5 or 6 days. So,
if you go in expecting more Fallout and like you like Fallout, you're gonna be.
I do.
You're gonna be.
I mean, to me, and this is gonna sound weird, but I still kind of prefer Fallout 1 and 2 over the 3D stuff. But they're very different types of games, so.
Yeah.
But I love 3, and New Vegas was fun. I never finished it.
I never finished New Vegas either, but it's still my favorite.
Oh, I finished it. It was good.
I had a problem at the end. I had to join a faction at the end, and I could never... Like, I wasn't... didn't have my shit built up enough for any of the factions. It was, like, too much work. And I was just like, well, bye.
So, okay. How... from a technical side, I mean, obviously, Bethesda games always have, like, Bethesda jank. But, is it running okay? Because, like, all reports seem to point to Xbox One being...
The only time I had any sort of an issue was when I was first walking to Diamond City, and okay. I had a couple like frame rate hitches, but that's the only thing I've really noticed.
Yeah, that seemed to be where people reported the biggest stuff is like when they were moving into Diamond City, like on the Xbox, it would hitch up.
The only thing I've had happen is the 0 frame per second thing, where it would basically like stall for a second, you know. And that's happened to me throughout the game, like, here and there. But, like, dude, no other real bugs at all, like, where, like, the game broke in some way or I got stuck in something. Nothing like that I've had.
Okay.
It's good. It has problems, like, you know, performing, like, being at a solid frame rate. But, like...
Which isn't surprising, I mean.
You're not clipping and shit like that. There's no... I don't think I've even had it really crash on me.
I haven't had any crashes yet.
I know it's going to happen because it happens to me in every fucking game, so.
Except you said it didn't happen to you in Tomb Raider.
Not once. I did not get a single crash, dude.
I did have it crash on me.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, fuck.
I was like, I just got done reading Jeff's stupid review.
Well,
he said it didn't crash.
It was still true for my playthrough.
Nah, it was fine. Like, I mean, it happens sometimes. Like, sometimes.
You would
like,
agree, though, around, besides that, the game's pretty fucking polished, right? So.
It's very polished. Yeah. I mean, not that I thought the last Tomb Raider, though, was pretty
it was,
polished.
You go back and play that now, it's still good looking.
It's still as polished as that game. They've added a little more to it this time around.
Yeah.
I like that there are missions. Like, I don't know if you remember from the first one, like, you would clear out an area, and then it was kind of just, like,
empty.
Like, I mean, you could go explore and get the stuff.
There'd still be tombs and stuff.
Right, like, but, like, once you did that, there was zero reason to be there at all. Now, they're, like, each area has quest givers, and they'll give you, like, I mean, it depends on what it is. Like, the one mission I got was go rescue some of the Remnant's captives. They had, you know, the Remnant members, they had been captured by Trinity, which is like the bad organization in the game. So I had to like go and find a way to get over to the train yard, which involved like crossing a river and, you know, with a zip line and doing a whole bunch of other stuff to get over there, and then taking out like three or four enemies before I could rescue them. And then that like grants you, I believe it granted me like a new outfit or something, but sometimes it's a piece for a gun or something else that you might need, which is really kind of cool that there are these other things to do.
Dude, the tombs themselves give you awesome fucking like perks for your guns and shit. Like, you're just, I was
yeah,
just like,
you get some attachments and.
The very first one I got, like, I turned to my girlfriend, I'm like, that was pretty significant. Like, that's, this is something you don't have to do. You don't
Yeah,
know.
Like, in the last game, there was really no reason to do the tombs. Like,
yeah,
it just gave you an experience boost and, like, hey, that was cool. In this, they're, like, you want to do it. Although, they're a little bit more difficult this time around because
they're harder to find.
They're hard. I mean, I don't know if they're. Some of them are.
I found them hard to find. I thought the first one did better with the signposts, like, leading you to it.
Right. Well, I mean, you still get the bell, and you can check your map, and, like, they'll show up on the map, and you can kind of put the blue icon on it. There's one in the Soviet installation I can't find at all.
There's one where, like, there's ones where, like, you can see where it is on the map, and you're like, I'm standing right here. Where the fuck
is it? And it's like, it must be underneath me.
Walk right over it. Yeah, like, you walk 10 feet, like, you pull up your map again, and you're like, I just walked 15 feet faster.
Right, like, so, like, there's, like, another cave nearby, but I think, like, when I was there, I didn't have the equipment that I needed to advance.
Exactly.
But I've come across a couple outside the Remnant Village that, there are bears inside. And bears are bitches.
Yeah, bears take... Oh, shit.
Bears are not fun at all, and so like there were two tombs by the Remnant Village that like I did not explore at all because like I walked in and a bear was there. I was like, nope. I'll come back later when you know I have. And right after that, I got explosive arrows. I'm like, I'm
gonna
come back
and
blow
those
motherfuckers up.
Those
probably
are great,
won't do it right away, but.
You could get into like combat situations where you're like, oh fuck, like, and all of a sudden you could craft it on the fly, like make those arrows and just
that's a nice change too, because it's like you're never really out of ammo as long as you've been picking up supplies along the way. And I mean, I don't know how you played, but even when I played the last one, I was like, I would just loot everybody. Like, because you need the extra ammo anyway, but you would always get like a little bit extra. And in this one, they sometimes have crafting materials and other things for you to kind of continue on with. I'm enjoying it so far. It's more Tomb Raider. I think it's more of an adventure story this time around, like more traditional like Indiana Jones adventure story. In fact, it's very much very, very reminiscent of like Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, where Indy kind of goes off looking for stuff that his father was doing.
It's
so
basically
it's
that.
Yeah. And I mean, there's some nice twists in there. I don't know. I did see, like you had said, like there are no real tombs. Like, and I think what you were going for is that there's no tombs like the original game, like, because there are tombs, and I wonder if this is where Crystal Dynamics was like, yeah, well, there was a bigger focus on tombs. Like, you go to a tomb right off the bat, like in Syria, and then you're in a tomb, like, you're outside of like the Prophet's tomb or whatever, like, where you're doing these like weird, not even weird, you're having combat situations with Trinity, and then you have to do like small puzzles to open the door to the tomb, but it's not like, it's nothing like big or huge or expansive. It's just, oh, and here's the tomb, and it's not even rewarding like the challenge tombs. Like, you get inside that tomb and you're like, oh well, I guess the story just continues. So I've seen other tombs, but it's not like, you know, Tomb Raider 1 and that stuff.
I don't think we're ever gonna get that again. But like, what would it hurt? What would it hurt to put like two tombs? It's gonna be two in the main quest, like a big ass tombs, like big ass, like you're gonna be in there for a couple hours solving puzzles and shit, and you can still have all the other gunplay and stuff around it. Like, maybe another 6 months of development, something. Just throw it in there.
I don't know if it's a matter of 6 months of development. I think it's a matter of like, you want that, and I'd probably be okay with that. But they're also trying to get that Uncharted crowd and
I get it, like,
Gears
but like,
crowd, and
like I said in the review, the game is too much of a thinker for people who just want to shoot. Like it's requiring too much. Wait until you get later in the game, so you're gonna be like, people who just want to play an action game are gonna be like, this is fucking bullshit.
But Uncharted has some of that stuff too, like where you know there are some
puzzles.
These
games have it more, I think.
These are definitely harder puzzles.
Yeah.
And some of it is in the main quest. Sometimes you're like scratching your head, and then other times it's like you're scratching your head and you go, "Oh shit, I'm an idiot because it's right in front of me." But
I hear you, and I hear what you're saying. But like, dude, but at the same point, it's like, I could hold my nose through all this action stuff to get to the puzzles I want. Why can't these guys sit through an hour or two of?
Because they'll stop playing it and not buy it again. Like, we'll buy it regardless. Mm-hmm. That's I think that's the big thing, right? Like, we're gonna, and evidently nobody bought Tomb Raider anyway. So,
well, then don't lie to me. Don't say you're gonna make one for the fans. You know, you're gonna go after the money. I get it. It's cool. It's still good. It's still an amazing game.
Yeah, it's just a different type of game.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, we talked about this before, you just said it, like, I don't think we're ever going to get, like, that old-school Tomb Raider game again. This is that, and that's fine, it's just something different.
I really want, like, honestly, like, what I just said is what I want out of it. Like, the game is amazing as it is, just give me, like, two, like, fucking temples, you know, full-on, like, real tombs. You know what I mean? And then I'll be happy. Like, I'll be like, this is the best game ever made. Yeah. It already is, like honestly, dude, this is, I think, the best game I've played this year. It's fucking phenomenal.
I really like it. I don't know where I am with it yet. Like, I am really torn on trying to, like, rank stuff this year.
I know, but like, all right, if you're enjoying it so far, it keeps that level of intensity and everything throughout. Like, it like never lets up. It's, you're gonna enjoy the whole way through.
I know I am right at a point where it is about to take a twist that could go sideways for me, because I know it's about to introduce its like supernatural element. So we'll see how that goes.
Play for the gameplay. I mean, the story itself is fine too.
No, I don't mind like this. I don't mind it having a supernatural element. I am wondering how the enemies that are going to be presented from that supernatural element will work.
Oh, they're gonna suck.
That's what I'm afraid of, because they've always sucked in. Like, I didn't think they were terrible in the last Tomb Raider, but they've always sucked in Uncharted. Like,
yeah.
There were the Nazi zombie type creatures in Uncharted 1, and then the blue creatures in Uncharted 2, and then the genie creatures in Uncharted 3, and they were all fucking terrible. And if it's like that, I may go nuts. I will finish the game because I like everything else around it, but we'll see. I should finish that this weekend though.
Sweet.
And then I can finally play Fallout.
Also sweet.
I think we did talk a little bit about Call of Duty last week? I had started playing it at that point.
Probably.
I finished Call of Duty Black Ops 3.
It.
I don't like it. I don't personally like it. I think it is. It's Call of Duty. It is a Call of Duty game. I'm getting better at the multiplayer the more I play of it, but I don't like it. Like, it's just more Call of Duty. There's nothing super special about it. Like, it is overloaded with modes, which is one of their big selling points this year. It's like, oh, look at all the stuff we got. Like, all right, you have zombies. Like, and if you're into zombies, I guess this is a good version of that. I don't like zombies. The campaign, I think, is... I actually think the campaign is the worst that they've had on the new systems, which is saying a lot, because Ghost campaign was pretty terrible.
Anything I saw of it
looked like bullshit.
Like you're shooting bees at people and shit. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
That stuff is okay.
And it looked brown, like very brown. Like,
yeah, at points it is. There's points where, you know, it's actually kind of pretty looking, but it's just not fun. Like, oh great. And then when you finish it, well, the last level, like, actually there are points in this game that remind me of back to like Call of Duty 2 and Call of Duty World at War and Call of Duty 3, where like the worst levels there, where you were just like, I'm getting just annihilated every time I turn around. And it's
when you
no
die
fun.
And you can't see what killed you.
Yeah, and it's just like no fun because there's like tons of shit going on all around you, and it's
spawning enemies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do they have those?
They have spawning enemies. There's like monster closets, which is also, that was something that would piss me off because
that, like, should not be a thing anymore.
Like, you're going through and you've killed enemies and you're moving forward like you do in a Call of Duty game, and this one has decided it's going to spawn enemies behind you, even though you've cleared out that area already, but we're going to spawn them into the room off to the left that you've already cleared. Oh, and they're going to come up and hit you a couple times, and because it's Call of Duty, you die almost instantly when you get attacked anyway, so yeah, that's fun.
Yeah.
But after you beat it, and this is interesting, but I wouldn't say good, it unlocks a second campaign called Nightmare Mode, and it takes,
oh yeah,
it takes the campaign levels, and actually takes everything, like even the cutscenes, and which is weird because there's voiceover on top of this, as your character is talking with a doctor about a zombie outbreak, and instead of the robots and the other enemies that are there, there are just zombies everywhere. And it's really weird, and it's actually, I had more fun shooting the zombies. They were actually enjoyable to kill.
But made the campaign better, is what you're saying.
Yeah, but it still didn't, like, I still didn't, I don't want to go back and finish Nightmare Mode. I'm good with having played that first level.
You play zombies at all? I forgot.
I did. I mean, it's zombies. I don't like zombie mode.
But, like, dude, so. It's like actors and shit in it, like, in it now. Like,
there are, and they've been doing that for a little bit now. I forgot who was in it this year. I mean, they got a good crop of people, though. I just don't care. Like, I don't like it. Like, I don't like the...
Yeah, I've never actually liked zombies.
It's like they hand you off with a pistol, and it's not fun shooting the zombies with that pistol. And I don't like the, like, you're supposed to, like, keep building up boards, and as you're doing it, you're gaining points, which you can then eventually spend. But I don't know where you spend it at, because it doesn't explain anything to you. And playing with people, like, they either are super good at it and don't want to hear how you're an idiot, or they're an idiot like you, and you die in 5 minutes. So it's not fun on either end of it. Maybe if, like, somebody knew how to play and was like, "Hey, Chris, play with me," I might get more out of it. But as it is, I just don't like it. And then there's the competitive side of it, which is, it's Call of Duty, but it's Call of Duty with Titanfall jetpacks.
And
so,
BioShock. Does it have BioShock abilities?
No, it has Destiny abilities. Like, it has, like, supers. Just like in Destiny. So, you... Like, I'm playing as the Sparrow. She has a... Like, when her power boosts up, she press RB and LB, and it brings out her bow. And then she has, like, a limited... I think she's, like, 8 shots or whatever that you can... take, and it's like if you hit somebody with it, it's a one-hit kill. I don't know. It's dumb. And I mean, I'm okay at it. It's Call of Duty. I can hold my own. I went 13-9 earlier today. But I don't think you need to use those special powers. And it's Call of Duty. Like, Advanced Warfare, I thought, was really, really good. This one just doesn't do it for me.
Yes, I like the co-op bonus a lot. Like their version of zombies or whatever, and that, like the horde mode.
Right.
I'd rather play that. I'll play that with you. I won't play zombies with you.
Advanced Warfare? Okay. I'll reinstall Advanced Warfare. I'd play that again. That was fun.
Yeah.
I prestige in that. I will reach level 10 in this, and then I don't think I'll ever play it again. Which I'm fine with, because there are plenty of other games. Plenty of other multiplayer games that are better than Call of Duty.
Halo.
Yeah. Halo alone.
Halo by itself. I would say right now for me, like, that's my go-to multiplayer. And I played a little bit of Big Team Battle today.
I noticed a distinct lack in the force here, though.
We'll get to Battlefront. I've played a good amount of Battlefront, too. And I played a bunch over the weekend with EA Access as well.
Went on to buy the game.
I was going to buy it anyway. I mean,
no matter what.
It's Star Wars, so that was going to happen.
Everything I heard about it confirmed why I wasn't going to buy it.
We'll get to it. I have issues with the Battlefront, but I think it's fun. But Big Team Battle is in Halo. If you like Big Team Battle, I don't. So I don't dislike it. It's just not what I go to Halo for. But I will gladly play a Big Team Battle with you guys and Fozzie and Don.
Yeah.
Because all of us can play.
I'm a Slayer guy myself.
Yeah, I like Slayer. And I actually really like Team Arena, which, you know, is the mix of the different modes.
Yeah.
That's something I've never liked before. Like, I've never really liked objective-based Halo modes. But playing with you guys, like, it's actually kind of fun.
I'll tell you what, though. What's the round-based one? Or you have one life?
Breakout.
That is where it's at, dude. I love Breakout.
You know, Jeff, when we play without you, I call it Jeff mode.
It's because nobody else wants to play it.
It's fun as fuck, dude. Like, once you get into it, it's really fun. Like, and it goes by quick, you know what I mean? Like, your life is never too long or short. Like, even if you're the last man standing, it's like a two-minute game. You know what I mean?
Yeah, rounds are 2 minutes long.
So. Yeah.
I do think the ranking system might be broken. So, Don and I played weekend doubles last week. It's 2-on-2. And we did okay. We went 5-5. I ended up with more kills, more assists. I actually had a positive kill-death ratio. Don did not. Yet Don ranked gold and I ranked silver. Like, I don't know how that happened. But I will get, and if that comes around again, I'll be able to play lower tier quality players. So I'm okay with that. But that was fun. Don and I sat down. We played over Saturday and Sunday. And the matchmaking was spot on because we won 50% of our games.
Did you not buy it yet?
No, but I actually have a code for him, so
nice.
I should be getting that this weekend.
Very nice.
It's a friend of mine bought the big one that I got, the statue edition. But then his Xbox broke, and he went out and bought the Xbox One, the Halo 5.
That comes with the game as well, at that point.
He has two. And, like, he's not in my situation where I have the extra copy of the game so me and my son can play. Like, he doesn't have any need for another copy of the game. So he was like, can you use this? I'm like,
yes.
I know somebody that actually enjoys Halo now, and he didn't before. Which is funny, because he was very anti-Halo coming into Halo 5. He's been playing a lot of it. Anyway, Battlefront. What do you guys want to know about Battlefront?
Is it worth playing? If I use up my 10 hours of my free trial,
you'll probably be fine. You will probably not want to play any more Battlefront. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean, I will probably continue to jump in and out. It is really cool as a Star Wars fan to play that game. It is super pretty. There is something inherently fun about shooting stormtroopers in the face, or rebels, like if you're a stormtrooper. There's a ton of different modes, but it all basically comes down to shooting stormtroopers in the face, so.
Can you lightsaber them in the face?
You can. Kind of. Well, I mean, you can. There is that. You can definitely do that, but if you're playing the bigger modes, so Supremacy, Walker Assault, are I think they're the and I think they're the only 240 player modes. It's 20 on 20. Supremacy is more like what's the Battlefield mode where you go from point to point, Conquest.
Okay.
So it's a lot like Conquest where you're trying to capture control points and hold them, and you're trying to advance through the map and hold those points. Except both teams are trying to do it, so there's no defending team. Like, if you start as the Rebels, they start as the Imperials. The Rebels can make a push for it, or the Imperials can. And you can take back a base and push them back towards the other end of the map. In that mode, there are power-ups on the field, and they're random, and you can pick up a hero power-up that allows you to be, if you are on the Rebel side, you can be Han Solo, Princess Leia, or Luke Skywalker. And if you are on the Empire side, it's Vader, the Emperor, and Boba Fett. And it's kind of like a killstreak reward. So
yeah,
you get it, you activate it by pressing RB and LB, and then you become that hero or villain, and then you can lightsaber dudes in the face or force choke them, which is fun. I have not picked up one of those power-ups in either of those game modes. But yeah, I have played as Darth Vader and Boba Fett in there's a mode called Hero Hunt, where you guys have played Juggernaut in Halo, right?
Yeah.
So it's that, like, where you kill the Juggernaut, you become the Juggernaut. So it's like that. You kill the hero, you become the hero. Only hero kills count towards your score. So I played that, and I killed the hero a couple times, and I was able to play as Darth Vader and Boba Fett. And then there's another mode called Heroes versus Villains. That's a 6-on-6 mode, where all three heroes and villains are on the same map. So three people on your team are playing as heroes, three are playing as villains, the rest of you are playing as fodder. And the objective is to eliminate the other team's heroes. And I think that's a five round match, and it cycles. So, you know, if you weren't a hero in round one, you'll be a hero in round two. So everyone would get a chance to play. I just don't know if that's what you want to play this for. I think Blast, which is their team deathmatch mode, is really fun. And you're just running it. It's team deathmatch. But it's, you know, you're playing as Star Wars characters. And the weapons are fun to shoot, but there's not a lot of them. I think there's only 11 total weapons. There's these star cards, which are basically perks or other pieces of loadout that you can get. Everything has a cooldown. There's no like, oh, you only have two grenades. Like, you know, you throw a grenade and then like 10 seconds later you have another grenade you can throw, so you just keep throwing them all you want.
Fuck yeah.
The mode I really enjoy is called Fighter Squadron, where obviously you're gonna play in the vehicles. So it's X-Wings versus TIE Fighters, and then there's hero pickups as well, where if you're on the Rebels, you get to be the Millennium Falcon, or if you're on the Imperials, you get to be a Slave One, Boba Fett ship. That's a blast. That is awesome, because I think it's only 20 players, but they throw a ton of AI enemies out there with you, so you have, you know, AI wingmen flying with you, and you have AI enemies that you can also kill. So you're not just getting wrecked. Like, you can go and you can actually get some kills, destroy some ships, and it's quite a bit of fun using a TIE fighter and chasing around the Millennium Falcon. Like, it just looks.
Wait, really is that cool. The space combat mode?
Well, it's not space combat. It's just, but it is aerial combat. Flying. Yeah, it's the all flying mode. It's really fun.
I want a whole game of that called Rogue Squadron 4. That's what I want.
I would be all over that.
Right?
And that's the problem, because all these multiplayer modes are fun. And there's this whole tutorial section in the mission section, which is the single player or co-op section of the game. And the tutorial section, it's like, why wasn't this fleshed out into a whole game? Because, like, they're teaching you how to, you know, fly the X-Wing, and it's this whole run through Beggar's Canyon on Tatooine, and you're taking down, like, a TIE fighter squad that attacks. And there's, like, a whole story to it, and then it just ends, and it's like, all right, we're done. Like, why wasn't this completed? Like, DICE has done campaigns before. Not good ones, except for Battlefield Bad Company, but they've done them.
I don't know why this game doesn't have, like, a true, like, if you had, like, from what it sounds like, it's like the multiplayer is pretty good, but, like, have, like a 5-hour campaign in there, even if it's just, like, a bunch of, like, stupid missions, like,
that would make this game so much more.
Like, you didn't want to do, like, on your own. You could just play it, like, play Star Wars.
Yeah, because, like, you can play, like, they have these missions, but they're boring. Like, they have all four, there's four planets that are represented in the game. Hoth, Tatooine, the Forest Moon of Endor, and Sollust, which is, you've probably never seen in a movie. But it's kind of like this volcanic planet where the Empire builds TIE fighters at. And that's all it is. Like, there's all these, you know, they have these missions that take place and you fight against AI, but it's all, like, wave-based. It's like, oh, defend against the Empire as they come in.
Yeah.
You have to kill 100 of them, and then the match is over, or the level's over. Like, there's nothing fun about it. Like, I don't know, it's...
It's like an MMO level.
Yeah, I mean, I like, this is dumb. I'd rather just go back to shooting other people, because at least they're challenging.
Yeah.
Like, I played the Hoth level of that mode, and I didn't die once, and I was done. I did it in less than 5 minutes. I was like, oh, that was fun. All right, I guess I'll go back to playing people, because this is stupid. And maybe it would be more fun, like, if you had somebody else and you upped the difficulty a little bit. But even then, it's just, you're just shooting AI. So it's not... And there's no point to it. It's just, how fast can you do it?
Well, only thing I'll say about this is, I bet you they make enough money to make Battlefront 2, and it'll at least have a campaign, I think.
I hope so. I hope they expand on this a bit, like... there's free DLC coming. I guess they're adding a fifth planet, Jakku, from the new movie. So that looks like it could be fun. The other problem with this is, and this probably a big thing for Don, because he loves progression in multiplayer shooters, is the progression is really, really limited. Like, there's only 11 guns. There's only 24 star cards. You'll have everything really quickly, and then there's nothing to work towards except, like, character skins. So
now,
I'm waiting. I feel like I was right.
Fozzie,
shut your mouth. What?
Did the other Battlefield games have story missions?
The other Battlefront games, not really.
Yeah, there was, like, Vader's Legion campaign.
Yeah, I mean, there was a campaign to it. But even that, like, even in the old ones, the single-player stuff felt more fleshed out. Like, this is really, really limited. Like, I mean, and I'm a huge Star Wars fan. Like, I will defend, like, bad Star Wars shit. Like, this is... It's just kind of okay. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're not a Star Wars fan, there's zero reason for you to get this game. If you are one, it is really pretty, and, like, it's really cool, like, fighting in the hangar where the Millennium Falcon is docked, and there's, like, when you're fighting in the TIE Fighter construction bay, and, like, that stuff's really cool. Fighting on like, Hoth as you're defending against the walkers, like, that, like, reenacting that entire scene. Taking down a walker with the snow speeder and the tow cables, like, that, it's really cool. But, like, if you're not into Star Wars, this
fucking
isn't,
nerd!
It's not gonna keep you entertained.
Are you not entertained? No, I am not.
Right. Like, so, I think if you have, and I told Brian this, like, if you have EA Access, use the 10-hour block of it. Like, you'll probably get your fill, and it'll be fun, but you'll be done with it by the end of that 10 hours, so. So that's Battlefront. Fozzie, what have you been playing?
Destiny.
Oh, no.
Oh, Destiny. God, Destiny.
Shut up.
Yeah. All right,
the podcast is over. Yeah. Send Fozzie to the tower. Fozzie, to the tower.
I have come everything that I've hated. I'm enjoying myself. Kill me now.
All right, I just want to know, when did Dub come on the podcast? When did that happen? Yeah. I thought it was Fozzie.
Why does he sound like Fozzie?
Here's the great thing. Oh, God. Here's the great thing about Destiny now.
Oh, no.
Everything that people are saying is correct. They fixed a lot of things where it makes it more fun. Well, okay. I think the thing is that I still have a lot of friends that play on the PS4, so there's a very active community there. All very like level 40s and everything. So first off, they're able to help me out that way. Secondly, like, level progressions are a lot quicker. Like, I bought it 2 days ago, or I started playing it 2 days ago. I bought it a few days ago, but actually started diving into it. So first off, you get this thing that gives you a level 25 off the get go. It gives you like what you need as far as leveling up, like armor and stuff. And then you know, you can take on the Taken King progression levels, or the story. The story's actually good. That's the first thing.
Yeah, Taken King story is quite enjoyable.
It is. Like, it's like, okay, yeah, there's actually a plot here that I can follow.
And it's goofy and funny. And
yeah, and one of my friends actually gave me, like, this IGN has, like, a Destiny in 5 minutes to get you caught up, which I highly recommend. Because, again, like, I don't know these people. I don't know what the fuck.
Nobody does.
Right. Right. Because, like, that's the problem with the first one. There's no, like, indications, like, okay, well, this is level 7, but I could just go to level 8 if I wanted to, so I could skip this one because the other ones have been too easy. But this one's like, okay, there's a, like, a quest tracker, you know, exactly where you're going. So it makes that enjoyable. You know, the characters are fleshed out more. So again, the story's been improved, which is a nice thing. And I mean, like, again, the gameplay itself was already kind of perfect, so they didn't really need to do that much. I will say, I still kind of wish that I was getting items, maybe not as easy as I was switching them out in Diablo, but, like, I just got one legendary gun, and it's only because I beat the main mission. But I do have a legendary, so I could say that. But again, I'm level 37 now. That's the thing too, is like every mission you gain one or two levels. So, I mean, really, you're just trying to get the levels so you get to 40, and you start doing the strikes and the raids and everything like that.
Well, once you get to 40, having legendaries is it's not necessary. even an issue because you can buy them.
That's true. And, like, that's the thing is, like, they're not actually that hard to get. You need 60 legendary marks, and you get, like, 10 legendary marks for every bounty, like, a daily that you do, and those
you can get them so easy
so,
now.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, it's really just getting your guy to get to like the light requirement, you need to be, you know, for example, Oryx on hard, which I don't think any of my friends have still done, because I think the recommended light for that's like 320, but right. they're all around like 310. So it's very, it can be still very intimidating as far as the different types of like the different like motive lights and the coins and everything. It's like, what is all this? But again, if you have someone that's like Dub should just be the ambassador or whoever it may be. But they tell you, it's like, oh, well, if you put, was it like the coins of three or three coins or whatever that's called, gives you a better chance to get better legendaries, the strikes and raids and whatnot. So,
yeah, the three of coins, it's a consumable. You pop it before you fight a boss, and
right.
it increases your chances of getting an exotic.
Right.
From
which kind of like drop. it kind of reminds me of like back in like the Diablo 2 days when I would make like magic fine characters that were strategically like designed to just get loot for me, but again, it doesn't exactly have maybe the like Diablo 3 like, oh, you're getting legendaries and everything like every 5 minutes, but it's there. Like you said, it's a bit easier. Everything just, it seems like it just works better. Like, it's just, once you get around the tower, like, it's actually kind of fun to go everywhere because it's kind of expanded a bit.
Did you just say it was fun to go around in the tower?
Oh, yeah, like, there's, like, factions and stuff, and so you have to go to each faction, they all provide different things, and there's a lot more to do than just, like, go there, just wait for people, and then, like, move on. So, I mean, it's a completely different game, and it's
There's stuff for you to do right now. That stuff drops off. The faction stuff, at least, like.
Okay, maybe yeah, fair point. But again, you know, if I get 40 hours out of this game, I'll still be pretty happy. But I feel like
it's not bad.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't gotten that yet. I've probably put about 10-15 hours into the expansion, but yes. What I'm trying to say is I don't know if I would recommend it if you don't have friends that are still playing Destiny, but if you do, you're kind of on the fence, and they're pretty, like, they'd be able to help you out, it's actually kind of fun, you know? Again, the story's a lot better. It feels like a better package overall. This is definitely the type of game that should have came out a year ago. Obviously, that's unforgivable, but yeah, I'm having a good time with it.
That's good. As long as you're having a good time with it.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like you're spinning your wheels.
Right. And again, like, I don't know if I'm going to get into, like, the insanity. But, I mean, like, there is something to be said about the raids. I mean, for all things that people want to hate on Destiny 4, it is kind of incredible watching people coordinate. I don't know if I could think of a game where there's so much coordination necessary. And the way that the game, how unforgivable it is, and for every boss, like, there's just that so much gratification when you actually kill it. No?
You're one of them now. You're one of them.
I'm just saying that, like, obviously, you know, you peasants that don't play Destiny don't understand it. But as a fellow Destiny.
I just missed him before he became Pod Fozzy.
Listen, I'm just saying that there is something to be said about the game now. I would say it's bordering on decent to pretty good, but again, I don't know if I'm going to get addicted and obsessed with it like my other friends. But again,
Just play it, like, you know.
You could spend $60 on shittier stuff. Let's just say that.
What's good about Destiny right now is you have everything. You're caught up, and you can keep up to date with it as it goes along. Because, like, you could fall off, but as long as you're level 40 and like your light level is
right.
up around 280, 290, when they make the next update, you'll still be able to jump in and get new shit and
right exactly
finish the new quest.
And again, it's not, because to me, I felt that like the level 20 grind actually took a lot longer than like level 25 to 40. I am almost 40. And really, well, it was.
They also ramped up the leveling significantly. Sure. Because remember, in the original game, the level cap was 20.
Right.
And it was all based on, like, it was actually designed to keep you as low level as possible for as long as possible because of the way that everything was centered around, like, loot and that light level, which
yeah.
was stupid.
But again, like, I'm... God, I still can't believe that they only gave you to 11th level 20. That's just absurd. That was kind of my first, like... white flag or red flag with the game when they decided to do that. But I mean, again,
well, they gave you to level 20 with experience,
but what could your max life be, like 150 at that time or something? It wasn't much.
Well, no, because your light at, well, I don't even know, but it all piled in and allowed you to get to 30, level 30 overall.
Oh, right.
Because experience stopped mattering after 20, and it all mattered on your light, so you had
right.
to get...
Right, so yeah, so you can get the level up, but again, but there's no level, like, after 40, right? Like,
no,
it's just
it locks at 40.
So they took that out.
Yeah.
Which was smart, I think, because again, that, I think, made it a little bit confusing. I don't know.
And now light is just basically like your preparedness to go do the end game stuff.
Right, exactly. So it's fun, you know. It's just, it's all about kind of experimenting and trying out new stuff. But again, like, some of my issues, like, everyone looking the same. Yeah, everyone still kind of looks the same because, again, like, there's only a few guns that everyone exclusively uses. But I feel that, you know, with the shaders and everything now, like, people do look a bit different, at least, so there is some uniqueness to your specific character, but I don't know, I feel like I really want to get into a raid, and I really want to be, like, part of that coordination, because that excites me. I like being able to coordinate and taking down these incredibly difficult situations. Being a bad ass.
Right. Well, as long as you're having fun with it.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, I enjoyed the Taken King a lot. I'm happy that I put it to the side for right now, but I'll probably go back to Destiny as well.
Honestly, like, I'm, like, it's the only reason I'm not playing other things right now is because I'm waiting on a paycheck, because I'm in between jobs. So I'm really trying to kind of juggle my money. So that's like...
Oh, so you haven't started a new job yet, or you haven't been paid?
No, I do. I get my next paycheck on Wednesday, and then I'm going to go on, like, a buying frenzy and buy...
Well, that's dangerous. They drop
Fallout
you a check right
and,
before
yeah,
Black
like,
Friday.
At that point, Destiny's going to be a very second thought. But again, I could do worse than, like, playing something else. And really, like, I don't... Unless I want to go back to Witcher 3, I don't have any other games... Again, like, would you even consider Destiny Game of the Year? Like, I know that you guys won't vote for
it,
but...
Of the year.
Not of this
you...
year, no.
No, it is Game of the Year. It's going to happen. Watch.
But I'm saying that, like, can you...
Would you consider
that? Because...
Not Destiny proper, I would say. We've in the past, like, allowed expansions of such. So I would say the Taken King could be... Like, you could put it on your list.
You would allow it to be, like, up for Game
of
the
like
Year?
It would be, like, a top 10.
I don't see why not, like...
Yeah, I guess it's new content, yeah. Right? So yeah,
right.
It's not gonna happen.
Like,
it's not gonna happen.
How's that any different than Call of Duty?
Well, that's not gonna be up for Game of the Year either. So
no, Call of Duty is not gonna be a Game of the Year unless like you get it and are like, I really like Call of Duty a lot. Cause I hate Call of Duty.
I heard that people are not enjoying it at all.
And that's weird, because, like, I played Call of Duty, we're going on 9 years since Modern Warfare 4? Or Modern Call of Duty 4, Modern Warfare?
Yeah.
So not 9 years. I've liked 9 years worth, and this is the first one I'm like, eh. Like, even Ghost, though. I
can do with this without this.
Ghost
is
pretty bad.
Ghost wasn't good, but I at least, like, I prestiged in Ghost.
Isn't that the one where you had dog technology, though?
There was dog technology.
The dogs.
Yeah.
Woof woof.
I think that I gave Ghost more of a pass, Jeff, because Battlefield 4 was broken. And yeah, there was there was no shooters really to play on the Xbox One at that point.
Until Titanfall.
Right, until Titanfall in March, so.
Oh, you're right. That was 2013, huh?
Yikes. Yeah. So Call of Duty Ghost was kind of just like...
By default, it wins.
Oh, man, I've forgotten about that error.
I was playing Ghost on a PS3.
What do you expect?
I remember when I bought Thief because I was so bored because there were no games.
Thief. Terrible. That's my game Thief. For sure.
That's a game that no one should have played ever.
Last time I saw it, it was $10 and I almost bought it.
Yeah, I still kind of want it. I don't know why. It's just that's how much I love stealth games.
$10. It's $10.
You'd be okay.
Yeah,
like, it's not even a good stealth game.
I know.
Get it, GameStop. Play it and return it.
Oh, you're Saw 5, Hefe. I need you more than ever.
Oh. No. Oh, yeah. Let's see how that works out.
Fozzie, I saw you playing Mass Effect.
Yeah. I don't know why. This is literally like. I'm just like, someone tweeted about Mass Effect music, and I started listening to it for like, I don't know, 3-4 hours one night.
It's amazing.
It's incredible. Yeah. I talked about this last week, but it's so good. And then I just really wanted to play Mass Effect again, but I really didn't get very far into it. I forget how short the first one is. But I just really don't like the combat at all.
It's not.
Not after playing 2 and 3. It's just, it's kind of disgusting, really.
Well, there's, yeah. I don't mind it in most cases, except for when you go against, is it the Matron?
Bethesda or?
Yeah.
Named Benezia. Whatever.
That battle is such a pain in the ass. Yeah,
that's a tough one.
Is that the one with the Krogan? No. Wait, I know who you're talking about.
Nah, it's the
one with
the
one with Liara's mom.
Yeah.
That whole battle is such a pain in the neck.
I really wanted to beat that game because that was one of the first games I almost got 1,000 achievement points, but I could not do in Sandy. Sandy was just way too difficult.
Anything else, Fozzie?
I don't know. No. Say no.
Are you gonna play Fallout?
Yeah. This is kind of my game plan here. I've got less than a month, so I need to beat Tomb Raider. How are we feeling? Is that still game of the year quality? Because
Jeff really likes it.
Jeff likes it.
I think it's good. I think it's really good.
I think I'm still going to get it because that's I want to play it.
You should play it.
Then.
Did you like the last Tomb Raider, Fozzie?
Yes, I did. Yeah, yeah.
You'll like this one.
But yeah, okay. Then yeah, Fallout 4. I want to play Assassin's Creed, but I know no one's going to play it, so I'm going to wait till after.
I want to play Assassin's Creed.
I'm thinking
Creed
about
too.
It.
That's like a January game for me. If you guys don't play it, I might just buy it just to try and convince you motherfuckers. But
well, I told you I have it, but I'm like halfway through Unity, so it's like I don't know if I'm gonna get.
There's not even Desmond's story anymore, so they really don't tie together at all.
Well, but Unity ties into Rogue, which I played.
God.
It's all interconnected.
Damn it, Chris. All right, whatever. So, yes. Halo's a wash at this point. What else is there? What are games? Just Cause 3? Oh my god, I watched the Giant Bomb quick look.
Yes.
It looks really fun. Like,
yes.
The way that you can use the wingsuit, then you can just tether onto things, and you're literally just flying around like a fucking flying squirrel everywhere. Like, you don't need cars anymore. It's just, it looks so smooth, and you look so awesome when you do it. It's just, you're literally flying around, you get your tether out, and then, or your grappling hook, and then you just grapple onto things. Like, when you get close to a mountain or anything, you can just grapple your way up using the wingsuit. It looks really fucking cool when you do it. That game, I kind of forgot about it, but then I watched that quick look, now it's very much on my radar.
I haven't pre-ordered.
Yeah, but what else just came out? Isn't there another big title game? Not Star Wars, but something else.
Fallout, Tomb Raider, Star Wars,
and Halo
were the last, and Assassin's Creed, they were the last big
ones. Yeah, maybe those were like a couple games I was thinking about. But yeah, Just Cause looks like it could creep up. Don't know if it's going to win Game of the Year, but it could creep up into my top five for sure.
Yeah. I feel the same way about it.
Looks like a good time. Sometimes you don't get enough of that.
This is a really weird year, because I think there's a lot of, like...
There's not really like a standout. There's
good
just
good game. Like, there's a lot of really, really good games, but nothing's like... I really think that this should be the game of the year.
It's kind of disappointing when you really think about it that we're in our... I mean, I don't really count the Wii U, I guess, but we're in our second year now, right? Xbox came out 2013, like, around this time. We still just don't have that, like, game or that franchise. Like, this time, last gen, we already had Gears of War. Like,
right. We are halfway through this gen. And there ain't.
No, we can't be. It's only 2 years old. There's like at least
8 years. That's halfway. Dude, that's essentially.
That is
halfway.
Not halfway.
Xbox 360 and PS3 lasted 8 years, so.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Math is hard.
And I feel like this one's going to last more. Those.
I don't know, because I do think that the systems. I think both systems are having problems.
You think by 2020 we'll have new consoles?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think
wait,
that.
Before that.
I actually think that this time around, like, both Sony and Microsoft kind of underpowered their system.
Right. Like, well, it was, I think, a weird time because, like, when you look at the graphics for both of these, like, they're really underwhelming. These have gone really cheap now. So, I mean, it'll be interesting to see. Like, I wonder if they're going to have, like, the next gen will have a kind of a three... model system, right? Like, where like it's kind of PC-esque where you can like buy like an upgraded one and your graphics will look better. I don't know if that's even possible, but
probably that would work on console. I don't know.
That not?
I don't know, because
that,
like...
How would that be any different than like, say like PC though? You know? You can still play multiplayer games if one of you is playing on ultra graphics and someone's playing on low quality.
Well, it depends on if they would even be able to make it work on that original system, though. Like, if they would be optimizing for it.
They would port it.
But then you're asking companies to port for, you know, multiple different Xboxes and PlayStations.
I guess so. Or maybe, like two different ones. Like, one is, like, $100 more.
Think of the consumer end, and when you're selling on retail, where it's like... people are going to, like, you know, right now, like, that's the benefit of consoles. Like, if you go pick up an Xbox One game, it's going to play on your Xbox One. You don't have to look at requirements or anything, like, you know what I'm saying?
Well, but that's the nice thing, is that you wouldn't have to do that. You would just look at, like, okay, is this one a high-res version,
I guess, maybe. But, yeah, I don't know.
I'm just trying to think. Well, because, again... you have to look at VR too, because that hasn't hit the market yet, and that could completely change the whole landscape 5 years from now. Because I really think if VR is utilized correctly, it's not only going to affect video games, it's going to affect everyone's life, like, for better or for worse. I think it could very well be for the worse, but it's going to be there. Like, could you imagine being able to watch a football game, like, have a camera sit in, like, a fucking seat, like, on the 50-yard line, you're watching Bears or the Patriots or the Dolphins, and you can be in a VR. Like, you would pay good money for that, but you wouldn't have to pay thousands of dollars.
Like, sure. I do wonder if, like, in situations like that, though, like, are you going to get, like, because, I mean, in sports in general, it's kind of a social... engagement, like,
right,
people like to
right.
watch
yeah
together.
Exactly yeah
so
you can't
are you going to be able to get people to put these clunky things on their head to do that?
I don't know.
I will
I think that would be pretty cool, though, if I could, like, just sit down. Because first off, no one watches USC games with me. Let's be realistic. So, like, if I could just sit on my couch.
Sure.
Watch USC games. And then, like, when I want to take off my helmet or whatever, I can look at my phone real quick and talk to my dad. Like, I'm cool with that. Or maybe even have, like, some sort of Twitter integration. Or, like, I don't know. Because you could. There is ways around that. I sure. think that that's again, it's going to be very new technology, so you might not see in the first few years, but 10, 15 years down the road, I think that I think and consoles are starting to look at that, and they're understanding that that is a viable market. It's not like motion controls, which are always been just a fucking clusterfuck. Like, this is like anyone that's ever played VR, they're like, this is the real deal. This is
That's the thing, though, Fozzy, and that's where I'm kind of hung up on it, is because everybody that's ever played it is like, this is really cool.
Right.
But I don't know if you're going to be able to translate that to the mass market.
I don't know. I don't think that it might be a primary as much as, like, a secondary. But, again, I think that... I don't know. I mean, it could be as... could be as normal as having a TV at your house 20 years from now. Maybe not. Maybe that is where it's going to become. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, I'm not sure. It's going to be interesting next year when these VR things come out.
I mean, because when you really thought about, like, the internet, like when it first was coming out, people were like, what the fuck? Like, I check emails, but I get mail in the mailbox. Like, this is really stupid. And then you found out all these different ways that, like, you can use the internet, and it's like,
most of them are for porn.
Exactly. It's and VR, what do you think that's the first thing, the first market that's going to, like, dominate that is going to be virtual reality pornography?
Oh my god, I can't wait.
Okay.
Like, think about
anything,
Jeff's done with girls. He doesn't need him anymore. He's got
POV porn has never been the same.
I mean, and that's the
Melissa,
thing is that, like, pornography really kind of pushes a lot of things forward as far as the way that we are nowadays. We want our pornography in the best possible way. How more realistic can it get than fucking, like, you're there and there's no walls? That's it.
Can't wait.
I think I've already sold Hefe on the whole VR. So, I mean, that's...
I'm already sold.
It would be interesting, but... I don't know. I don't even know how we got on this topic, but... yeah, I think that consoles... You still got a few years out, hopefully. Really don't want to buy another $400. Because, again, when you think about it, like, not only is it that, but... have so many things on this system. I know it's all, like, cloud-based as far as downloading, but... are they going to make everything backwards compatible or non-compatible again? Like, that would be shitty. A lot of them.
Yeah, well, everything that you buy digitally now should transfer over, in my opinion, or fuck
hopefully.
You.
Hopefully.
Like, that's the right thing
hope
to do.
So.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, the right doesn't necessarily translate to money, so you never know.
Yeah, I know. I know. Bastards.
Anyways.
Yep. Tony, tell us about Kotaku.
Alright, so there was this really weird article on Kotaku on, I want to say last Friday, where they talked about the embargo on the embargo for Fallout. So basically, Bethesda was requiring outlets to not talk about when the embargo was for Fallout
until
Friday. And then they were able to announce when their reviews were coming out. But Kotaku had a little throwaway line in that article that said something on the effect that they weren't getting a copy. And today, Stephen Dotilo, who runs the website, announced that Kotaku had been blacklisted by both Bethesda and Ubisoft for some articles that they had written previously. That involved information that the company hadn't released publicly. So, for instance, they had leaked
Assassin's Creed Victory, which eventually became this year's Assassin's Creed Syndicate, before anybody knew anything about it, and they'd somehow gotten this information internally. So basically these two websites had been, or these two publishers have been ignoring Kotaku, like pretending they don't exist, ignoring all of their emails, and just generally like they tossed them off the edge of the earth. There's been journalists that have moved to Kotaku who had good relationships with these companies who now suddenly discovered that their emails are no longer returned. So Kotaku removed from the center of the universe by both of those websites or both of those publishers.
That's I mean, it's kind of the consequences for, you know, playing with that type of stuff, I guess. So
yeah,
it's a shame, but
I mean, these companies aren't entitled, or they're not, like, journalists aren't entitled to coverage from these companies. They don't have to support them.
Right. Like, I mean, and that's the thing, Kotaku can still cover these games. Like, they can go out and buy Assassin's Creed Syndicate. They can go out and buy Fallout 4.
Right.
Like, and, I mean, I guess it does make it hard to provide coverage, like, pre-release. If you're not getting any sort of... But also, Bethesda and Ubisoft aren't under any obligation to go to them to provide coverage either, so...
Right. So, they made their own bed.
Yeah.
Like,
you want to, you know, print basically what amounts to, I would say, like, probably Bethesda and Ubisoft probably considered that classified information.
Right.
At that point, and they want to, you know, put that stuff out there, which, because it is interesting.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they did get a ton of clicks on it, but is it worth that ton of clicks on that one day to kind of screw over your relationship with these companies for the next 2 years?
Well, to be fair, I mean, these companies are asking for something that's ridiculous.
Yes.
Like, they have thousands and thousands of people working on these games.
Yeah, like, I mean,
this information is getting out there one way or the other.
Yeah, well, and even like even these embargoes that they're putting up, like Bethesda with their embargo of their embargo, like,
or, you talk about the embargo on this day,
like, and that's dumb. Or EA, like, basically on our embargo for Battlefront is the day it releases or the day before, but yeah, we're allowing everybody on Xbox One to play it for 10 hours starting on Thursday, like,
right,
the entire game. Like, it's not even like Battlefield Hardline was only the first like two missions and then all the multiplayer. Like, Battlefront is the entire game. Like, you get everything if you go to the trial. So it is weird.
They need to give up like embargo is all together, in my opinion. Like, give the game to the company and like let them review it.
It's an absurd expectation that these journalistic outlets should be at their basically beck and call. They expect them to launch in concert with their marketing campaigns. That's not what these organizations are for. And I think a lot of them, they'll just fall in line. But Kotaku has spent a lot of time showing their independence.
Well, it's like what I just said, like, earlier in the podcast, like, they weren't a PR machine for, like, they expect that the news media or, like, the game news media is, like, a PR outlet. And it's like, as soon as they do something where they figure something out on their own and they report on their own, they're like, no, how dare you? Like, you're not supposed to be friends. I know that's how it is, but you're not supposed to be, like, they're supposed to be reporting on you, you
know? When you gotta remember on the other end of this is, these probably isn't the developers that are saying this shit. It's the PR teams that are in charge of it. It's like, you might have developers that actually want to talk to Kotaku and give them information, but you have these PR teams that are like, no.
Yeah. No, yeah, of course. It was just, as soon as they did something like outside of just sucking their dick, they're like, no. Sorry.
And I mean, it gets worse than even just, you know, Kotaku releasing that information. I remember back when 1UP and EGM like the original EGM, not whatever it is now, were around though. But Ziff Davis, like that group there, won up in EGM. They were blacklisted by Midway, and I believe Ubisoft well for giving bad reviews. Like they gave a bad review to like a Mortal Kombat game, and Midway didn't want to talk to them anymore. And they gave a bad review to a Rainbow Six game, and like, Ubisoft wouldn't, you know, give them any sort of access for the next year and a half.
How dare you bad talk Mortal Kombat, Shaolin Monks, or whatever the fuck that.
Right. Or, like, I mean, look at what happened with Jeff Gerstmann and GameSpot. Like,
where they had him actually. He didn't change it, but they changed his review for him.
Yeah. Like, they act. And they got him fired. Like. Which is freaking absurd. Like, that these that PR companies absurd. Have so much power.
It worked out well for him, though. That moment made him famous.
Yeah. And he's, you know, built a very successful website off of that, so.
Yeah.
One that doesn't always play by the, like, they don't break the rules, but they don't. They also kind of play by their own rules.
I think it's just ridiculous to think that, like, these websites are supposed to play ball, like, it's like a club that they're all in. It's like, no, if you're a game journalist, you kind of have to sometimes, like, not be on their side and, like, do what they tell you to do. You know what I mean?
Well, you have to be able to report independently. Like, if you can't do that...
Like, if you find some information out, you don't have to think about, like, oh, that might fuck up the release or whatever. Like, that's not supposed to be your interest is protecting them. Like, it's two separate entities, and I don't know. I don't think they realize that yet, that, like, you're technically kind of actually a news organization, or you should strive to be in some way.
I guess some of that is that's a remnant from the print stuff, where I'm sure you guys, like, used to get them, like, GamePro or EGM.
Yeah.
And, like, the ads in there were from game companies, so it's like you don't want to piss off the game company because they're the ones that are advertising in your magazine.
Yeah, but editorial, like, the people who actually write the reviews should be removed from having to think about that.
Oh,
like,
sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
How it's supposed to work, anyway.
Fully yeah. agreed, but, like, they're, you know, there's
yes.
always that kind of thought process of, like, hey, we can't be too harsh because they're paying our bills.
No, it's true.
But now you have, like, I mean, I'm looking at Polygon right now. Like, they have an ad for an Omega watch and Verizon.
Ooh, Omega.
Like,
oh yeah.
Like, they're not being held by game companies anymore. Like, that's not where they're getting their money from. So. Oh well. Let's see. What other news is there here? Deus Ex was delayed again.
No.
A lot.
Yeah, by big time.
From winter to fall.
Yeah. It had been... Had it been moved... No, Mirror's Edge was moved out of February to later, and then now Deus Ex has been moved out of February all the way to August.
So, that's a good time.
That's
when
the last
one
did,
came out. Yeah.
That's smart, you know.
I'll be happy to buy it.
I already have it pre-ordered. I guess it's not getting debited from my card.
Just for a whole year.
It's a big delay, though, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I hope they make it good, so.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be good.
Make it good, man.
Let's see here, This I found this one really weird. The PlayStation blog announced today that Beyond Two Souls is coming to PS4 next week.
How hard up are they?
Like,
oh yeah.
They're like remastering
oh, yeah.
2-year-old games and dumping stealth dumping them too, like.
You know? Like PlayStation, they're the company. Keep promising things to happen a year from now. We're like, is that coming out? No. winner year, but you're still excited, right? Yeah, I am. Yeah.
Yeah, so Beyond Two Souls will be out November 24th for $30.
Oh, yikes.
Heavy Rain is coming March 1st.
What?
Okay.
As really if random. Anyone gave a fuck.
Why is that so far away? Why? How's... What? What's going on?
It's like, who gave a fuck in the first place, honestly?
I mean, it's not a bad game, but, like, how are they playing this for March 1st? It's so far away. Like, it should be coming out next week, too.
And that's right. That's right in Twilight Princess HD territory. I'm just throwing it out there.
Oh, I don't think Heavy Rain's gonna hurt Twilight Princess's.
Oh, it is. It is in my pocketbook. Oh, all right, my friend. Because I'll tell you what, I'm getting Twilight Princess, and I ain't getting that fucking shit.
But that's what I was saying.
No, but I would. I would.
Well, you would have got Heavy Rain.
Yeah.
Well, I was saying Heavy Rain's not going to impact Twilight Princess.
Actually, I would have got probably... I might get Beyond Two Souls, because I never played it yet.
I remember enjoying Heavy Rain. I don't know if it holds up. Not for $30.
No.
Yeah, I'm good. I don't think I need to know.
Exactly.
Got one other thing here. So, Jeff, you've been playing Rock Band 4.
Ew.
Oh, man. I've been playing a lot of it. That's all I play.
Okay, that and Fallout. I had thought that the online update was coming in December.
You were wrong.
It is not.
Stuff's coming, though. Stuff.
Yeah. I don't know if any of this is...
Yeah, everything I saw, I was like, whatever.
Yeah, so what is coming, it is in-game notifications of leaderboard events. So, like, if you pass me... in a song, it'll pop up on your screen saying that you advanced. There's evidently a taunt system. I don't know what that's needed for. Variable breakneck speed. So if you're like want to play expert plus, I guess that
I do not.
Full combo recognition if you get 100% on a song. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And a new accessibility option that will allow for automatic playing of the kick pedal on drum part. So
yeah.
You don't want to use the kick pedal.
I don't have the drums, but I don't imagine that'd be a nice option.
Yeah, I mean, that seems to be the biggest, the hardest thing for people to kind of get down, you know, using their hands and their feet at the same time.
Yeah.
So that one's kind of tough. But, and I guess there's going to be some new additions to, like, the band store or whatever. But yeah, nothing that, like, I was, like... None of these updates are jumping out at me as, like, shit that I wanted or needed.
Doesn't matter, because I'll tell you what. I put more time in that game than anything else this year. Like, I just play the fuck out of it. And
game of the year.
Honestly, game? It should be on my list at the very least, but it's not. But... It's like every time like I get paid and I go to the store, I buy another like $15 like Xbox card, and then I go home and like spend like 3 hours picking out songs. And like, dude, to this point, I've added like 30 songs to my game. I probably won't stop till I add at least another 30. I just wish there was more. Like, there's a definitely like healthy amount of stuff out there, but I want more.
Yeah, it's fun.
Fuck yeah, it is. Like, it does nothing new to the formula, but that's fine for me. Like, just getting new songs here and there is fun for me.
What was that, Jeff?
What? Hello?
Yep. What did you say?
He said
I was just saying. What? No. What? Who?
What?
Speak up, man. I can't hear you.
Jeff.
Tony, what did Jeff say?
I don't remember.
No, I was just saying that...
It wasn't important.
whatever it was.
It didn't need to add a lot to me. Like, you know, it's Rock fun. Man. Yeah, it's a great game, and for me, just like every couple of weeks, getting more songs is really fun. Like just buying new songs.
And they've been doing a good job of adding a few songs every week. So
it's the only game I've dumped tons of money into after I've bought the game. I'll tell you that much.
It was designed that way, though. It's designed as a platform, so
they did a great job on that. Take out all the money.
I think that's it for news, unless you guys have something else.
The only other thing I thought of, it's not really news, but the two Nintendo games came out this week got really bad reviews.
Okay. What were they? One was the tennis game, right?
Amiibos.
Yeah. Mario Tennis Ultra Smash for Wii U, as well as Animal Crossing Amiibo, whatever the fuck.
Amiibo Festival.
Yeah. They both, like, festival. Released, kind of. And they're apparently garbage. No surprise.
Like Mario Party, but shittier. That's even.
Yeah.
I heard the tennis game only has one stadium to play in.
Yeah. It's very, very upsetting on that front. And we knew that the Animal Crossing was going to be bad, like the board game or whatever. Like, come on, you knew it was going to be bad. But, yeah, sad. Like, Nintendo has nothing for this fall. That's their own goddamn fault. Because you invest in the wrong things, and I hate you, and where's my Metroid, and fuck you with your Amiibo Animal Crossing, whatever the fuck.
Like, they gave you Mario Maker.
Yeah, I didn't want that, though. It's good, and but it's kind of like, we don't have any ideas anymore, here you go, you guys do it. You know what I mean? Like, fuck you guys. Like, whatever. It's always like, every generation with them, it's like, here's your console, and you're going to wait 4 years for Zelda, you stupid fucks. And then that's exactly what we do every time. I'm sick of it. I'm not buying the next console until there's a Metroid and a Zelda.
Yes, you are. God
damn it. Yeah, I probably will. But I'm getting my high horse right now because I'm pissed.
Is that why?
Yes.
Anyway. Next week is it's our generally when we have our drunk episode, so.
Oh.
Is it?
It's yes, drunken time? Week.
What, Wednesday, right before Thanksgiving.
Oh, fuck yes.
Oh.
I'll be sure.
When are we doing that? Wednesday?
Wednesday.
Generally, yeah.
It's hard to do that on Thursday because it's Thanksgiving.
Don't sass me, boy.
I can't help it.
Possible drunk podcast next week. We'll see.
Possibility.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
Say goodnight, Fozzie.
Night.